Good morning, everyone. It is the 17th of March, Saturday morning, 2018, and a lot of people probably wonder, why is he going chapter by chapter through the Psalms? He could be going through a lot of different books or different verses, or he could be doing topical devotional studies and all of this. Well, I think it's beneficial to go through the Psalms. I have found a great deal of comfort throughout my life since my coming to a saving knowledge of Christ back in 37 years old. I have found a great deal of comfort in reading the Psalms. I can relate so much to David. Some of the things that I've gone through in my life, had it not been for the Holy Spirit and the Psalms, of course we know that God ordained that he would lead me to the Psalms as a means of encouragement and comfort. But I hate to think of what would happen if I had not had the Psalms over the years, because they've been such an encouragement to me. So that's one of the reasons why I've endeavored to take on this project, as it were. Psalm 19. What a beautiful, beautiful psalm, by the way, is Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day into day uttereth speech, and night into night showeth knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their light is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. You might want to look up Romans 10:18. Which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Wow. What a tremendous psalm. I'm sure glad that was written down. The heavens certainly do declare the glory of God, and the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And what a prayer, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God, the name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice to Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. Wow, I love that. We will rejoice in thy salvation and in the name of our God. Now I know that the Lord will save, and I know that the Lord saveth his anointed. Sounds like preservation to me. Psalm 21. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice! Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips, Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Notice how often David joys in the salvation of God. Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? You may want to look up Matthew 27:46 and Hebrews 5:7. Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season I am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried in thee, and they were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of all the people. I want to look up Romans 15:3 on that. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. Matthew 27:43. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from thy womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gapped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax that is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Luke 23:34. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Yet ye that fear the Lord, praise him, all ye seed of Jacob. Glorify him and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee, and the great congregation I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied, they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and the kindreds of the nation shall worship before thee, for the kingdom is the Lord's. And he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto the people that shall be born that he hath done this. Well, we see many messianic prophecies here. In the 22nd Psalm, we see the account of Calvary here. In verse 7, all they that see me laugh to scorn, they shoot out the lip. He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. They gaped upon me with their mouths. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare at me. They part my garments amongst them. These are all messianic prophecies. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto the people that shall be born. Tremendous. Tremendous. Well, I'm going to stop there. Next time we'll be ready to go into Psalm 23, a very well-known psalm. But these are great blessings to read and to meditate upon, realize the power and the glory and the majesty of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May the good Lord be with you this Saturday morning is my prayer. God bless.